ever done something wrong for the umpteenth time? And you start thinking to yourself, at some point, Jesus has to be done with me. At some point, it has to be over. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You know the deal, right? You give your life to Jesus because he died to pay for your sins so that you could be free and forgiven and have eternal life. That's a pretty good deal. But it doesn't end there. The other part of the deal is living a changed life, responding to God's love by ditching the stuff that we know to be wrong. The stuff that God calls, like it or not, sin. The problem is, we're not all that good at ditching the sin, and sometimes the burden wears you down. You start imagining that you're so rotten inside that what Jesus did for you back on that cross stops working. But nothing could be further from the truth. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My dear children, I write this letter to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone sins, we have Jesus Christ to help us. He always did what was right, so he is able to defend us before God the Father. Jesus is the way our sins are taken away, and he is the way all people can have their sins taken away too. In other words, if and when you do sin, you have an advocate, Jesus, who stands before the Father and pleads your case. Jesus hasn't stopped working for you. He's on your case 24/7, pleading your innocence through the scars on his body. They don't call this the good news for nothing. So the next time you stumble, turn to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, because he's on your side. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus said that if we stay in his word, then we'll know the truth and the truth will set us free. But a lot of people struggle to stay in his word. That's where I'd love to help you. So you can receive this fresh devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org and you'll see the fresh devotional sign up right there. And when you do subscribe, you'll also immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.